Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CBS Sports College football analyst. Used to hear him right here in this time slot mornings on CBS Sports Radio. Our good friend, Brian Jones. My man, how you doing?
D to the A. I am excellent. It's good to be back on the mothership. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Good to hear your voice. Good to have you back on the mothership. And what the heck is going on with Alabama? Early season blip, or is this done? Are they an average team now?
I would say they're a little above average considering the talent they've amassed, but there have been glaring issues on the offensive line since the first ball game versus Middle Tennessee. Everyone wanted to put the blame squarely on the shoulders of Jalen Milro. But that was a bunch of bull dookie. If you scour the film, as I am, you would see that they've got major issues up front. They're not physical. They're getting knocked on their ass. And they can't open up holes consistently. That Texas ball game, they started the game nicely. They were able to run the rock for about 5-7 yards a pop in that first quarter. And then Texas shut that down. And they had to rely on the arms and legs of Jalen Milro. And that's another reason it was so perplexing, the overreaction last week to not start Milro. Now, of course, Coach Saban has announced that he will start versus Ole Miss this weekend. But how much trust does Jalen Milro now have in his offensive coordinator, who obviously didn't go to bat for him, with his guy, Buckner, waiting in the wings, who got to start last week? So now you thrust Milro back into action, and if I'm him, I'm not believing a damn word from that offensive staff. I'm just going to go out and ball. And obviously, again, they can't coach a dual threat, which is what he is, and a very talented young man. And we just need to see some growth out of him, and you need to develop him. And here's the other deal. When you're at certain places, you run what those guys can run. When you get to another place, you run what those guys can run. And you can't go in there just dead set on your philosophy, because you're not going to always have kids with a skill set that aligns with that philosophy. You have to be flexible as a coach, and that's what the great ones are. They're flexible. And we've even seen Nick Saban, as rigid as he can be, become flexible when Lane Kiffin was his OC. And everyone's, oh, this is not going to work. Coach is old man football. And Kiffin came in and sexied up that offense, found those matchups, utilized all that talent at running back and receiver, and they opened up the offense. The same with Coach Sark when he was there and what he's doing at Texas now. So Saban can be flexible. Your offensive coordinator needs to be flexible as well. And if he can't coach a guy with as much talent as Milro, and yes, there's growth that's needed. You can't be a one progression quarterback and win at the top of this league or any other league for that matter. So there's need to be growth on his part, but you have to develop him. That's why you get all the damn money, so you can help these players develop.
Our guy, Brian Jones, joining us this morning on the show from CBS Sports. Concerning it all, the Texas followed up that awesome win at Alabama with a very sluggish game against Wyoming.
There's a bear poop in the woods. Yeah, man, it was concerning. It was very concerning. Almost gave me a heart attack watching that mess Saturday night. But there was a lot of messy performances throughout college football. That's why it was interesting, all the complaining about the slate of games we had last week. And it's funny to me, B.A., being in this college football business, you hear fans throughout the offseason lamenting the fact that they don't have college football. Then they get college football. Now they're upset with the quality of the football they get. Shut up and just enjoy the damn games. How about that? Because they'll be gone before you know it. Here we are in week four already. So, yeah, that was a little disconcerting to watch my Horns perform in the manner in which they did. And I said all week, because we had Wyoming first weekend of the season versus Texas Tech, and they came back from 17 down to win that ball game. And so we knew they were going to waltz into Austin, not giving a damn about what Texas had done the week before. They're a tough, gritty, physical football team, and that's what they showcased. But Texas found a way to stretch out the lead there in the end, and hopefully they will learn from that experience. And you expect somewhat of a letdown after such an emotional victory on the road at a big-time program such as Alabama. And then you go home and say, okay, it's Wyoming, even though they were undefeated. So they were able to get out unscathed, but yes, definitely concerning.
All right, so last week, Jay Norvell took a shot at Deion Sanders, and we all assumed, well, that's not going to look good because they're going to lose by 30 points one way or the other. And they took him to double overtime. And this was a huge talk topic. Does everybody that crushed Norvell for saying what he said deserve to give him an apology? Because clearly what he said, if it didn't hurt his team, it may have even helped his team.
Well, and that's exactly what his objective was, to help his team. And he did that. And for those to make this a racial thing, oh, another black man taking on give me a break. Really? This dude was trying to fire up his football team, and he did a damn well job firing up his football team, because I didn't expect Colorado State, after what they had shown up to this point, up to last Saturday night, who expected them to go in and make that game competitive? No one. So he used his own unique manner in firing up his football team, getting them ready to focus on Colorado. And their coaching staff had done an excellent job, especially offensively, figuring out how to attack that Colorado defense. And they were just matching them point for point. If not for the turnovers, they definitely possibly win that game. And the cheap shots didn't help. So penalties and turnovers really did Colorado State in. But Coach Norvell, as you saw at the end of the game, he and Deion, Coach Prime, embrace. I don't think there's any problem there, acrimonious relationship or anything. It was a rivalry game, and that's what you're going to have. You expect trash talking. Unfortunately, you had excessive dirty hits in the ball game, but that's what I expect. I didn't see or read any more into it than that, and everyone else is now going off on these wild goose chases with this being discriminatory and black-on-black crime. That's a bunch of bull dookie.
Hallelujah. Brian Jones joins us this morning on the show. All right, finally, Ohio State and Notre Dame. This is a top-10 matchup at night at Notre Dame in South Bend. What's your feeling on this? What's your lean on this? Can the Irish pull the upset?
Dude, I'm going to have to drop one of them $5 words on you. I'm vacillating on this one, man. I keep going back and forth. The Irish at home and that running game and what Audric Estime is doing for them running the rock, that looks pretty dang good. And Hartman, as far as the quarterbacks are concerned, obviously Ohio State has the better wide receiver room. But I think I'm going to go with Hartman. If they can protect Hartman, he's one heck of a quarterback. He's actually elevated his play this short stint he's had with Notre Dame. He's gone from a 59% passer there at Wake Forest to a 71% passer now at Notre Dame. So I'm going to lean Irish barely in this one. But they better really bow their neck and stop the running game of Ohio State. Ohio State had their best rushing last week, 204 on the ground in that drubbing of Western Kentucky. And that's actually what Notre Dame is averaging on the ground. It's about 204 Estime and company. So I'm going to go with the Fighting Irish, man.
All right. Brian Jones joining us. Is it weird to have the Big Ten games now coming through CBS when you guys were SEC for so long?
It is not weird at all. I am loving it. It's weird to have as many double headers as we've had, but we're taking it all in stride, man. It's been fun. We've got now two big time conferences on our network, and obviously we'll lose the SEC next week. But next year. But it's cool. It's cool having the Big Ten and having the SEC.
This is a good weekend for CBS. The 3:30 Eastern kick is Bama hosting Ole Miss, two top 15 teams, Lane Kiffin going to Tuscaloosa. And then the late kick is Iowa, Penn State, two top 25 teams as well in Happy Valley. So really good doubleheader there on CBS. Watch all the college football action on CBS Sports Network and CBS throughout the week, featuring Brian Jones and company. My man, it's always great to catch up. Thank you so much for the time this morning.
Anytime, brother. Appreciate you.
Okay, thanks so much. Brian Jones joining us, and he was formerly in this time slot, part of Geo and Jones for a couple of years here, so part of the CBS Sports Radio family. Good to have him back on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.